Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Diego Padres and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Diego Padres. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Gwynn. Batting third. The first baseman, Steve Garvey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carmelo Martinez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Diego Padres, Ed Whitson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Whitson. Backman moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up towards first. Garvey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-1 in the game. Garvey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garvey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-2 in the game. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Foster moves to third. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Brown pinch runs for Carmelo Martinez. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Hodges and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's Padres, 1, Mets, 1. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton is walked intentionally. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Ed Whitson. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Salazar scores. Templeton goes all the way around to score. Bevacqua moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Padres. Doug Sisk now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Padres 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Bobby Brown now playing left field. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Padres 3, and the Mets 1. The Padres will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-3 in the game. Garvey strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Brown steals second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Heap fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Heap. McReynolds scores. Brown scores. Salazar moves to third. It's 5-1, Padres. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Padres 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Diego Padres, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.